I want you to get your Bible this morning and open it again back to Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. Hebrews 4 and 12. And I want to talk again about the power of words. The power of words. The power of words. Are you in the house? The power of words. We are in the year of 2018. This is the 14th day of January. And words is like Moses wrote and recorded the very first words in the Bible. And it's amazing how the Spirit of God inspired him to write some hundreds years later, thousand possibly. And he said, in the beginning, God created what? The heavens and the earth, right? And he did it with words. John Gospel says, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So everything that we see and don't see, everything that exists, came from the Word. Then in Hebrews chapter 1, let me get there. Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 4. Turn that with me real quick. Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 3, And we're coming to our scripture in just a minute. He said, talking about the Word, who being in the brightness of his glory, the express image of his person, and upholding how many things? All things, how? By the word of his power. Upholding how many things? Everything that he spoke and brought into existence. It's something unique about the Spirit. Once God speaks, and a spirit comes into being, it'll never cease to exist again. It's a created being that will live for eternity. Live forever. Death, in its clear term and understanding, death means the, it means when your spirit, because we are spirit beings, when your spirit becomes separated from God, that is death, because God is the only living spirit that gives life. And when Satan sinned, it separated him from God, and he is a dead spirit. But you notice he still operates, but he's dead because he's separated from God. What does he do? He brings forth destruction, disasters, evil, stuff that speaks, act, and do against the word. Faith believes God, act on the word of God. Unbelief act against God. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? It doesn't believe God. It try to make its own way. Try to do stuff on its own because it opposed God. He's trying to defeat God. Since he found out he can't defeat God, he found it out. Since he found out he cannot overcome God, he tried to get God's creation. Mankind. You remember? God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. Let us make man like us. So, we have evidence here. We have proof. Once God puts something together, there's nothing can destroy it. You in yourself can destroy yourself by agreeing with Satan. But once you hook up with God, do y'all hear what I'm saying? Once you hook up with God, get born again, come into the kingdom of God, live like God, live by the word of God, can't nothing destroy you. Nothing. It may come against you. You may see opposition, but you hold your ground. You hold fast to the truth you have embraced. You stand firm on it. Yeah, you got flesh. You got all this stuff trying to tell you, say something, get you to believe something else. But you stand on the word. Now notice, I'm going to read it again. He said, who being in the brightness of his glory, he is the perfect imprint. He told Philip, said, Philip, have you been so long a time with me? And yet you do not know me, Philip? Don't you know he that has seen me has seen the Father? I'm the exact imprint. I look just like him. This is, if we could say it like this, Jesus Christ was God manifest in flesh. Jesus was God manifest in flesh. And so he said, who been in the brightness of his glory, the express image of his person, upholding what he gained. Listen to me now. What he gained in his life that he lived, his death, his burial, his resurrection, and his ascension and taking a seat at the right hand of God. What he gained in that, can't nothing destroy it. And he's upholding that with the word of his power. The word of his power is holding that. And can't nothing come against it and make it not be so. Purchased by blood, sealed in blood, sealed by God, eternal God, and a resurrected man. And it stands. All lies, all deception, all the works that can come from that world of darkness cannot change it. That's the reason why when you get born again, you need to know, I'm born again. I have become a child of God. And what I need to do is renew my mind, fill my heart with that word, and renew my mind. Hallelujah. 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 Now listen to this. He said, upholding all things by the word of his power. When he has, by himself, he did it by himself, purged our sin. He purged, removed, erased, eradicated. It's gone. You're not a sinner.